This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In this Sean Speaks episode, I get to speak to you from my heart about an important part of parenting, family life, and a parent's mental health and mindset. I want to help you thrive in how you speak to your kids and how you speak to yourself. Sean Speaks is a live teaching I did with a Zoom room filled with my VIP members. It's interactive, it's spontaneous, it's raw and unedited. If you'd like to go deeper with me, visit my website. Let's talk about the people we love the most, our kids. Hey, I've got something I want to share with you. I made a little list. I was thinking about you. I made a little list. I call it 5 hard things good parents do. Okay, now just a little like warning here. I'm not trying to say there you're like anything about good parents for bad parents. I'm not trying to create any mom guilt or dad guilt here. I'm just trying to see from my observations of being in the parenting space and child psychology for so long. I got 5 things. Now, when you hear these 5 things, I really hope you enjoy these things. I hope we are growing in these things. And even if you think about your own parents, you might even ask yourself, did my parents, you know, do these things with me? Why didn't they? Why did they? If they did, what kind of positive effect did it have on me? Here's number 5. I'll go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Number 5 things, hard things good parents do. Good parents, they do not move on without leading and requiring genuine making of amends. All right. Now hear me out. All right. Leading and requiring making of amends. Stuff's going to happen. Siblings are going to be nasty. Kids are going to say crazy stuff. They're going to react. They're going to say mean things. But you know what some parents do? They just move on. They just move on. They move on because, you know what? They got to get to soccer. They got to get to school. They move on because they got to go to work. They move on because it's just hard parenting. It's hard addressing it. It's hard leading and healing in harmony. It's hard raising kids who bicker and leading a home of where the siblings love each other. It's hard doing these things that we're doing. People who listen to this, or here with me now, live or on the recording, you are not a lazy parent because you are listening. You've got a growth mindset towards parenting. And here's what I've always say. Whenever you hear the term making of amends comes up, you know, you often hear me say, this is the missing piece of the pie to so many like families. It's like we just let these kids say these weak sauces. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Or we force apologize. They're not proper making of amends. Now, of course, am I telling you to just be like this hypersensitive parent that's just making your kids make amends left and right? Of course not. I'm not, and this is not even really a teaching about how to properly make amends. I have other teachings on that. I'm telling you, of course, you want to be the cool, laid back, cool, fun parent. We don't want to sweat the small stuff. But think about all the ways that we maybe have missed the mark where, you know what, we should have slowed down and we should have had a family meeting about that. But instead, we just moved on. Instead, we just rushed the kids off to their t-ball or their volleyball or their karate. And you know, by sending a message, you know what we did? We sent a message that in this family, karate is more important than family. We sent a message that in this family, you know, getting to school on time is more important than having your siblings treat each other and love each other well. So when I say good things, that 5 hard things that good parents do, I say we don't move on without leading and requiring. Requiring means we do not just push things under the luck and the rug. We require the hard work, but we lead in that. We lead in how we do not just move on. We apologize to our kids. We make things right with our kids. Number 4 things, hard things good parents do: excel at listening and validation. Here's some things. You've probably heard some of these things by your own kids recently. Ready? Here it comes. I forgot. I was tired. I was tired. I don't even like my school. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. I'm not even listening to you. I'm not doing that. Okay. That would be like five examples there of, you know how hard it'd be to be a good listener in that moment? So hard. You know, that's what validation is. Validation means like we see our kids for who they are. We see and we validate that their feelings are real. It doesn't mean we agree. It doesn't mean we're pampering them, but good listening is so crazy hard. Guys, these are five things that my kids have said to me in the last 3 days. I'm not joking. And I'm like the family coach. And my kid literally today was like, I'm not listening to you. I'm not doing that. I'm literally telling her, like, girl, you're going to be late for school. She's seven, you know, and you can't be doing this right now. And she's like, I'm not listening to you. Like, and so I could have reacted back. I could have scolded. I could have gotten crazy times. But you know what? I really actually tried to all these five things. I try to listen to them and validate them. And that's hard. Now, does that mean I'm a soft parent? I'm weak, soft, I'm raising some weak kids? Absolutely not. It means in those sticky moments, validation is actually completely diffusing and actually helps them to get their freaking heads on straight when it's crazy times. Because you know what? There's actually a little park in Disneyland. I think it's called Toontown. It's like constantly our kids are inviting us to join us in Toontown. I'm not going freaking Toontown. Stupid. I like the bigger rides. I'm not joining that Toontown. And how I don't join that is by sometimes good listening, because I'm not avoiding them. I'm not scolding them. I'm listening. Number three things. Five hard things good parents do.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
We effectively humanize ourselves. I'll say this way. Good parents effectively humanize themselves to their children. This is really interesting. I don't know your parents, but for most of us, not all, I'll just say many of us, our parents, they never really humanized themselves to us. I think some of the best moms that I know of their single moms, and they've been forced in a sense because of the pain that they've been through, and that they really effectively have humanized themselves to their kids. They help their kids see how hard it's been for them to be a single mom. They've helped them see, I can't do this by myself. What so many of us parents do is we dehumanize ourselves. How do we do that? By lectures, by freaking stupid pep talks, by yelling, by saying stupid stuff out of our butts, like, I don't care if you hate me. We just become these Roomba robots, and they just view us as these people that are just good for driving them around, taking them to their practice, and freaking give them goldfish and stupid stuff like Hot Pockets, which are so hot, if you realize that. Have you ever realized, like, I don't really eat Hot Pockets anymore, but I don't know if I've ever eaten a Hot Pocket. It's probably been 20 years. They're so good, though. We're like, you actually, and they're like just right temperature. They're so hot. Five hard things good parents do. Number two, we share power with our children. That's been a tough one. So many of us have got a lot of buddies who are like this and friends. They do not want to share powers with their kids. They're like, this is my house. This is my rules. Like, do what I tell you to do. Like, that's that strong authoritarian. And the whole idea of sharing power with a child, it just sounds foreign. That sounds weird. Like, do as I do, listen to me. And many of us grew up that way, and we actually never even questioned it. We either just became the good kids. Maybe we were people pleasers. Maybe we were afraid of our parents. Maybe it was just such a part of our culture, we never even like questioned it. Some of us did question it. I know I did. I know I was fighting with my mom like crazy during my 7th and 8th grade year. Major power battles. Well, guess who won those battles? Oh my gosh, she did. She overpowered me. I mean, I was freaking grounded my entire 8th grade year. Did that make me want to respect my mom? Does that make me want to love her, be close with her? No, it made me want to be secretive because I realized I couldn't overpower her. I couldn't like over-argue her. So I just had to, you know, figure out a new plan subconsciously. But then what we see today in 2024 is pretty wild. I've been like interviewed a lot in the last few weeks, and people keep asking me, there's a common question was like, have you seen parenting change in the last 10 years? And I didn't answer this because I answered in different ways. But one ways I've seen to change in the last 10 years is that we have a lot of parents now who are like kind of afraid of their kids. And so what proper sharing of power means is like, we don't just give them all the power, but we don't hog all the power. We do this dance. And so many parents today, they're like afraid of using power with their kids. Now, we should be like, just like a rifle or a tank or a car, we should be very mindful to not abuse our power. Because you're one of the most like effective ways to screwing your kid up and getting them to hate you and do rebellion is actually to abuse power. Isn't that interesting? Like if you're like a really soft parent, you know, they like probably won't hate you when they're like 17, right? But if you're like a super hard ass parent, well, maybe they will hate you when you're 17. So I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying from my observation, I think you would agree. So it's like this weird dance of sharing power of like, okay, we'll do it your way. And I'm like, this feels so weird to me, but this is like good parent. It doesn't always have to be about me and my ego, my ways. Like, it doesn't have to be about me all the time. And the number one thing I see, 5 hard things that good parents do in no particular order, I'm just kind of doing a countdown here because I thought of like a bunch of other things, is I think this should come as no surprise. My parenting mentors, when I first started in this, you know, about what, 17 years ago, this was what all of these wonderful, smart ladies taught me through books and seminars and readings and in person and grad school classes. It's hard things good parents do is they regulate their own emotions. But I'm going to continue and I'm going to add a little bit more to that because I don't think it's just all about regulating your emotions. In fact, I've been writing this book. It's called Schools Won't Teach This, A Parent's How-To Guide to Raise Wise, Emotionally Intelligent Adults. I've been writing it for 4 years and there's a chance I'm going to die before this book is done. It's so freaking hard writing a book. I mean, oh my gosh, it's so hard. It used to be fun. And now it's just like, I'm sitting there at freaking copy shops and like pulling my eyebrows out like freaking weirdo. I was like, dude, it's like, it's just hard. We regulate our own emotions. Okay. Let me say the full sentence here is 5 hard things good parents do. They regulate their own emotions. And because with kids, more is caught than taught, where they're by coaching them how to regulate their emotions. That's deep, huh? That's a lot better than like they regulate their own emotions. So much deeper. It's because our kids are watching us. They're never going to take a class in emotional regulation, anger management, how to manage a screen, how to cool off, how to take a timeout. Wouldn't that be so dope if all of our kids, instead of taking some stupid class like cursive, they were like, hey, instead of spending about 20 minutes on a day on cursive, we're all going to give you all this great tool on how to do a timeout. We got a freaking thank you card from a relative, and it's in cursive. So I handed it to my seven-year-old. I'm like, here's a nice card from our relative. Like, what is this? I can't read this. Right? She's never going to learn cursive. So if you're in a cursive, sorry to offend you. I don't really care about cursive. It's like there's so many great topics out there that our school systems are not teaching our kids. So just embrace that role. Like, this is awesome. Like, you're your parents. You're your kid's teacher. You are so impactful in their lives. So use your power wisely. Five hard things good parents do. We just don't move on without leading and requiring a making of amends. We excel at listening and validating our kids, even when they're saying wild, annoying things that bother us, that we don't agree with, that push our buttons. Number four, we effectively humanize ourselves to our kids. Guess what? Parents have feelings too. Number two, we share power with our kids. And number one, we regulate our own emotions, because with kids, more is caught than taught. Parents, thank you for letting me be a positive voice in your life. I love you and I love your family. If you're sick and tired of those same painful patterns in your parenting or the same painful bad behaviors in your kids, then what are you waiting for? Join me in my VIP membership. I'd love to speak with you and give you the specific tools that you need.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.